Hello, everybody. Daniel Gregory. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of The Perceptive Photographer. I was recently having a conversation with somebody, and I made the statement that they needed to work on their editing. And they went off, and I hadn't seen them in a couple of months. When we got back together, they were really excited to show me a bunch of the new editing concepts and techniques they had learned in Photoshop and how their prints were looking better. And they were really excited about that whole notion of becoming a better editor. And it occurred to me that I had made a mistake in my language and explanation of what I was talking about. Because what I was talking about was not their editing skills within the individual photograph, but their editing skills from a story perspective, from an overall arching of their work perspective. And I think that's one of the things that when we hear people say they're working on editing, they might be working on the wrong type of editing. Because I do think we have a lot of amazing tools that can get us really good photographs pretty quickly. But the selection and editing of the story elements within the photograph, I think, is the more challenging aspect of a photograph and a photographic story. I thought I'd spend a little time today talking about this notion of story and how we actually can go about using story and editing within the story to make for more interesting photographs and some techniques you can use to help really push yourself forward in telling a more compelling story. Because I think a lot of the photographs you see in your own work and in the work of others that just don't resonate is because they do lack some element of story or some cohesiveness to a larger story or larger conversation. If we think about a basic story, there's a couple of key elements that kind of exist across most fictional literature where story sits. Most of the time, there's a subject or a main character, and that's a person who we resonate with, we attach to, we want to understand better. They then face some sort of conflict. There's something that they need to learn, there's a barrier in their way, and it could be psychological, it could be physical, it could be relationship-based. There's a number of different ways the conflict happens. There's then a set of rising action that goes through, builds the story ultimately to the climax, which is when the central element happens and when the conflict becomes resolved. And then there's the denouement, which is the after events that happen within the story. Most stories and most good stories contain those elements. They may be stronger in one, they may be weaker in another, but they contain those key elements of introducing us to a subject, establishing some conflict, and then ultimately some form of resolution. In our own photography, one of the things I think we could do is go back and look at our photographs and find the photographs that really resonate with us and see if those story elements exist within the photograph. Do we create a story? Do we tell ourselves something? Does it become part of a bigger story or a self-contained story? Because I think some images can contain a completely self-contained story. They're able to tell an entire world within one photograph. Other photographs actually need some help. They need a larger body of work to tell that story. But if you go back to that single image, if you find a photograph that really resonates with you, what I think you should do is go ahead and take out a pencil and a piece of paper, and you should write down what the story is that you're experiencing when you look at the photograph, purely from a storytelling perspective. So not worried about any of the technical, not worried about any of those kind of things, but literally just tell the story like, oh, there's a little boy, he's playing soccer. His friends come over and want his soccer ball, and he's not willing to give it to them. And because of that, a fight ensues, and then ultimately, somebody's knocked on the ground, he helps him up, and they become friends. Everybody lives happily ever after. Whatever your story is, write that story down. If it feels like part of the story is missing, or you don't understand what the conflict is or how it's resolved, just make something up. You know, Julie Cameron, in her book, The Artist Way, talks about artist pages, and you just get up every day and you write. My partner in crime, Lori Kane, reminded me that that's one of the great ways to work through things, is you're struggling and you're trying to figure things out. Just sit down and actually write and not really worry about the editing, not really worry about any of the psychology of what you're writing, whether or not it makes sense. You just write. I think taking that same process and applying it to this process really would make sense, because one of the things you're trying to do is figure out, how do you see story and recognize story in the photographs you're looking at? Maybe what you're drawn to is really strong character development. You can see that in their face from a portrait standpoint. Or maybe you're drawn into subtle dialogue where there's tension created or juxtaposition created between foreground and background, and your stories get more involved and intense there. The reason I think this is really an interesting exercise is you'll start to see, I think, some of the things in your own photograph of where you're drawn to story. I think you'll also start to see, and more importantly, is you'll start to see which one of the photographs or which photographs in your collection aren't that interesting because they lack story. I like to call these the found object photograph, where you stumble across something that is actually pretty interesting to you because you want to take the photograph, But what you take is a very banal, mundane version of the photograph that's uninteresting, because there's a lot of photographers. Eggleston, Robert Adams' work looks somewhat banal and mundane, but the perspective and the way they tell the story of that object in itself becomes interesting. So it's not that the subject matter being selected is wrong or incorrect or not interesting. It's the way we're presenting it in our own photography that might make it less interesting. So sitting down and really working through what isn't interesting about the story, what is fundamentally missing? Maybe it is a character association. Maybe it lacks some level of tension. Whatever it is, we can start to understand maybe how we need to change point of view, perspective in creating that image. The second aspect of this that I think is interesting is when we think about photography, we initially, I think, start by taking individual photographs. Then eventually with those start to group together and we start to build a collection. And we end up with hundreds or thousands of images around a particular subject. And then we want to consolidate those down and present those as a portfolio or a book or a slideshow, whatever it is. In that presentation, one of the things we have to then figure out is what story do we want to tell? Because the story we want to tell ultimately dictates what photos go in to that body of work and into that series. We start with this work with maybe writing an artist statement or something like that. But I also think writing out this individual story, who is the subject? What is their conflict? What are they going through? How does that ultimately get resolved? And then how does the story resolve itself into a state of completion is an interesting way to start to contextualize and put a frame around what you're actually working on. So many times I think we worry about the actual editing of the image. Like I said in the beginning, is that Photoshop level of editing. But if you talk to a writer, they edit a lot. They work their words over and over and over again, reorganizing them, shuffling them, starting over from scratch, introducing new characters, taking characters out. And I think we need to do the same thing in our photography. We need to get more aggressive about our editing of the image outside what we're doing to the manipulation of the pixels or to the manipulation of the print in the darkroom. We really need to get back to understanding what is it about the story we're attempting to tell and how do we aggressively work with those editing skills? What do we include, not include? In some cases, we may have to go back and revisit the same place and reshoot the story. We have to retell the story. We do this in cinema all the time. When you're working on a film, it's not unusual for the film crew to go out and have to reshoot certain scenes because they no longer fit into the way the story is being told, or the script needed to be changed because of something that happened down the road in the filming. We want to create a context for that to be possible and a way for that to work. Creating really engaging stories is one of the things that allows us to have our work truly resonate. It is one of the things that allows photographs and movies and books to stick with us. If you meet somebody who really got into whatever book it was, King Lear, Lord of the Rings, Harry Potter, they can tell you some of the most intricate details of those stories. If you now think about some of the most iconic photographs, if we look at Cartier's Bresson decisive moment of the man jumping over the water, or we look at some of the work from Ansel Adams' Yosemite or Yellowstone, or we look at some of the work from Diane Arbus and some of the people she was shooting, we look at some of Mary Ellen Mark's work, there's huge story within those. There's huge understandings of what's going on in the world around the individual. We start to tell a bigger story. We start to create a story. Those photographs stay and resonate with us just like great literature does. But in the billions of photos that float by every day being created, how many of them are really driven by story? How much of them are really driven by helping us better understand who we are as a society and as an individual? So no matter what you're shooting, if it's landscape, if you're shooting portrait, fashion, whatever it is, there's an opportunity for you to engage in a meaningful way about the story. I think that's one of the areas in landscape photography where there's a chance to really separate yourself from just pretty landscape photography to more meaningful landscape photography, is finding a way to engage some element of who and what is interesting within the environment and how I should relate to that, whether that is about climate change, whether that's about nurturing elements, destruction, creation, whatever it is, there's a story for you to tell in there. And if you can get me to engage with that story, it's really important. You have to be very meticulous in your own process of actually understanding what your own stories are, because I think if you were able to sit down and tell somebody what the story is of the photograph, it can help them relate. The other thing that will help them do is give you feedback about what they're seeing within the image and what they're understanding within the image that might be different than yours. So we're moving away from this notion of good or bad in photography we're moving away from the edit to fix in Photoshop, and now we're moving into, am I telling a compelling story? Am I creating interesting characters within my work? I think that's one of the things with street photography that's so compelling for me, is when I look at photographs that really resonate with me with street photography, it's when I'm able to see a character almost as if it's a still from a movie where there's all these things going on and these interactions in and behind them, and there's something interesting about an expression or a gesture that becomes really telling. That creation is really important, and I think really diving into yourself and understanding what that is would really move your photography forward. As you go out this week, one of the things I would encourage you to do is, before you push the shutter, is to start to think about what kind of story you want to tell. Is it science fiction? Is it a romance? Is it a fantasy? Is it historical? Whatever you're going to tell, and really start to think about the context of that story, and then start to identify the elements that need to happen within the frame for that story to come together. Decide, are you going to need one frame to tell a story or multiple frames to tell a story? Maybe you end up with a triptych or a diptych, something additional than the single photograph. Then go ahead and make the photograph, come back, write out your story, and then start to ask people if they see story within those images. What do they look at in those photographs? How do they experience them from a story perspective, not just from a do they like the photograph standpoint? See how they engage with the photograph. And I think you'd be surprised at the photographs that really work are ones where people are able to create story, create meaning, and build this larger world out of your single photograph. And the photographs that don't seem to resonate are probably ones where people just aren't able to create story. They aren't able to create meaning beyond just that something within the photograph. So have a great time behind the camera. I hope this gives you some interesting exercises and ways to think about your photographs. I know I'm really excited to play with some of my own photographs and to go back to my old photographs and look at them and see really what's resonating from a story standpoint as I'm looking at my own work. I will see you next time. Don't forget, you can always find us up on the website at www.theperceptivephotographer.com, or you can always subscribe to us and give us a rating up on iTunes. We'd really appreciate that. Have a great week.